Now Jesus gets his third conviction. Look at the end of verse 18. He not only says that every word and every letter are to be trusted. Here's his third conviction. He says every promise, every prophecy, every plan of God will come to pass exactly as God intended it. Because look how the 18th verse ends. He says, for surely I say, heaven and earth will pass away. One jot or one tittle will by no means pass away from the law. Look at the end. Till all is fulfilled. So Jesus is stacking his convictions. Every word, every letter, every promise, every prediction, every prophecy, all, he says, are going to come to pass. God specifically, and if you're a scripture student, God says in Jeremiah 1:12, you have seen well, for I'm ready to perform my word. God said through Jeremiah 600 years before that every word of God, every letter, and every promise not only are written down in the Bible, but God is actively watching over each of them to cause them to come to pass. Now, I think about that. I think about the fact that no matter what your theological persuasion is, you can't deny that there is one little postage stamp sized country on the face of the earth that gets an inordinate share of media attention. I mean, if you're even watching the news, there's a convoy of I don't know how many trucks, 17 trucks carrying long-range missiles in Africa that were destroyed a couple months ago. Just made the news. And everybody is speculating who did it. And first they blamed the Americans. But now the truth has come out, and the British papers said that upon closer examination, it wasn't America's long arm that destroyed a convoy of 17 trucks filled with long-range missiles. It was the Israeli unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs. They flew their little secret airplanes from Israel to Africa and followed this convoy of missiles that were coming up to be smuggled across the Red Sea and taken into the Sinai and brought to Israel. And they have an unmanned aerial vehicle with the same wingspan as a Boeing 747. I mean, we're talking about this massive vehicle that can stay aloft for days. And it just followed the convoy until it got a good shot and took out all 36 people and 17 trucks. Now, why is Israel in the news so much? Why are they even around? The Romans tried to get rid of them. The Greeks tried to get rid of them. The Persians tried to get rid of them. The Germans tried to get rid of them. A lot of people, why are they still there? Because God's watching over his word. And if you read Matthew 24, they're around at the end. And so he's going to make sure they're around until the end. See, God is watching over his word to fulfill it. And so what we see in the scriptures is that the words, the letters, everything, as it says in Psalm 119 and verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And Jeremiah says God himself is watching over the Old Testament scriptures that were copied and prepared for use by the exiles to know that there is a future and a hope. And he says, your hope is in the one who said, I'm going to fulfill my word, down to the letter, down to the promise. So the words, even the letters recorded in Christ's Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament are eternal and will be fulfilled. But Jesus goes on to state his fourth conviction. And if you keep reading, let's go to Matthew 24 this time, because Jesus kept citing his convictions about the scripture. And if you look at Matthew 24 and verse 35 that we saw briefly a little while ago, Jesus does something. He said that the words being recorded right then, his words in the New Testament were on the same level as the Old Testament. So what Jesus was saying in Matthew 24, 35, look what he says. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not just the Old Testament scriptures aren't going to pass away. He added something. He said, my words. Now see, all this past time he's been affirming the scriptures. Moses, the prophets, the Psalms he mentions, and he talks about the Old Testament canon, the 39 books, the three sections. But now in the middle of this teaching time about end times in the 24th chapter of Matthew that we've been studying in the evening, Jesus adds something. What he says is, every New Testament word is equally authoritative with the Old Testament. Now you say, wait a minute. Is all that in verse 35? You know, I mean, that's almost, I said more than is in this verse. But look what Jesus said. Heaven and earth will pass away. That goes back to Matthew 5:18. But my words, which words are Christ's words? Are they just the red ones? Or is it wider than that? Was Jesus here affirming something bigger than the Old Testament and the red words? Well, to understand that, go with me to 1 Peter. Now we're going to have to go all the way to the right, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 11. Because if you've never seen this before, this is an amazing revelation into how God looks at the Scriptures. Because Peter, in 1 Peter 1 and verse 11, tells us something. He said it was the Spirit of God the Son, Jesus Christ, who not only inspired the writers of the Old Testament, but Jesus is the one who breathed out his Spirit on the apostles. Do you remember that moment when Jesus was talking to those future New Testament writers and he said, "Receive you the Spirit," and he breathed out on them? See, we have to understand that God is one. We only have one God eternally existing in three persons. But God is God the Father, first person, God the Son, second person, God the Spirit, the third person. But those three work in total conjunction and unity. And so when you talk about the Holy Spirit, it is the Holy Spirit of God who is also the Spirit of Christ. You see, they are never truly autonomous. They are triune, working together. And so look how Peter defines this as he says in 1 Peter 1 in verse 11. Searching what or what manner of time? The Spirit of Christ. Now that is fascinating, that description. Because in the Old Testament, it's called the Spirit of God. But Peter said the Spirit of God in the Old Testament is literally the Spirit of Christ, which we would call the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. But it was the Spirit of Christ who was in them. Who was the them? Back up to verse 10. The prophets, all those writing prophets of the Old Testament, verse 11 says, the Spirit of Christ was in them and was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. So what we find in the prophets is that it was the Spirit of Christ speaking out through them. And so Jesus Christ, when he says in Matthew 24:35, that heaven and earth are going to pass away, but my words, what words is he talking about? He's talking about the whole Old Testament, and he's talking about the red parts of the New Testament, and he's talking about what his apostles and New Testament prophets wrote. So Jesus Christ, listen to this, was saying that his fourth conviction was not only that every word, not only that every letter, not only that every promise and prophecy would be fulfilled, but Jesus fourthly says, the New Testament is on the same level of authority with the Old Testament. Now, for any of you that have ever, you know, kind of feel comfortable with the Old Testament because Jesus used it and you wonder if the New Testament is there, Jesus right here, he said, my words, and Peter defines his words as that the Spirit of God prompted the apostles, Jesus breathed on them in the Gospel by John, and all of the New Testament prophets that wrote and recorded God's word. So every New Testament word is equally authoritative with the Old Testament. So the Bible is the eternal word of God. It says in John 1:1-3 that Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus is the word of God. Both the old and the new, it's the Spirit of Christ in them. And that's why it says in Hebrews 4 and verse 12 that the Word of God is living and alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is eternal. It's from the eternal God. The Bible, thus, is the eternal God revealed through His Son. Every word, every letter, every promise, every prophecy, all equally authoritative. Now, back up to Matthew 22. I don't want to bog you down, but this is unbelievable to me, the length that Jesus believed the Scriptures. Some of us probably haven't even thought on this level before. Jesus believed every word. He believed every letter. He believed all the promises. His words were equal with the Old Testament, but he goes a step further than that. Can you get more believing and inspiration than that? He does. In chapter 22 of Matthew's Gospel, in verse 29,